Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Name. Sean Waters. Occupation. Landscape architect. How long have you lived in Center Wellington? 33 years. Why are you running in this election? Like many in Center Wellington, I was tired of the divisions in the current council. The continued split in council has not been good for our community. Too many votes over the course of the last 4 years have ended in a 4-3 split, with the mayor casting the final vote. This divisive style of politics is not only disrespectful to the council, it is disrespectful to the electorate. All of the council, and that includes the mayor, have an obligation to put their egos aside and work toward building a consensus. What qualifies you to represent Center Wellington? I am putting my name forward for mayor. I have served as a councillor on 5 previous councils. These included 3 terms on local council and 2 terms on county council. My final term of council ended at the county in 2018. Over my multiple terms of council, I was in various leadership roles. I chaired numerous committees at both local and county levels, including planning, land division, information, heritage, and seniors committees. I served on boards including Groves Memorial Hospital, Fergus Grand Theatre Board, GRCA, Grand River Conservation Authority, and the Ontario Association of Landscape Architects. My business career has provided me the opportunity to design communities and build parks, streetscapes, trail networks, open spaces, commercial and residential landscape developments, restaurants, golf courses, and music festivals. I have also been involved in climate mitigation projects. My political and business resume demonstrates leadership, team building, and vision. Why should people vote for you? It has taken me 5 terms of council to make the decision to run for mayor. I feel that I am prepared for the job. I understand the time commitment required of the mayor and the scope of responsibility. I am a team builder, respectful of my fellow councillors and the public. I am a good listener and communicator, which is a very important part of building consensus. My strong vision for the community includes the following. 1. Attainable housing strategy. 2. Plan a sustainable community. 3. Preserve cultural heritage. 4. Protect water and farmland. 5. Create a respectful and accountable council. 6. Provide cost-effective and timely solutions to infrastructure upgrades. 7. Promote a council that would listen and have meaningful dialogue. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Center Wellington on a broader scale? There are a number of issues facing this community. However, one of the most challenging issues that council will face will be growth. Center Wellington will more than double over the next 20-plus years. This growth has been mandated from the province and the County of Wellington. The vast majority of growth in Wellington County will be in Center Wellington. How we manage that growth will challenge this and future councils. The options for growth will be either intensification of our current growth model, growing up with our skyline, or growing out onto potential farmland. Council and staff will have to navigate these new realities with sensitivity. We need to protect our culture, heritage, farmland, architecture, water resources, trail network, and small town values. When these values come under threat due to growth, it puts our sense of community at risk. That will be a challenge to the new council. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Center Wellington? Civil discourse and collective community building are the cornerstones of our democracy. These values need to be upheld and maintained, and have been lacking with our current council. A new council and new leadership would be a positive change for Center Wellington. What services need to be improved in Center Wellington? These are some of the services that council should work towards improving. A. Comprehensive parking strategies for our downtowns. B. By-law enforcement for commercial and residential development, including protection of natural features and resources. C. More comprehensive plan to deal with short-term rentals. D. Climate adaptation strategy and implementation program. E. Review Center Wellington strategic plans and provide updates. As Center Wellington growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? The rate of growth of Center Wellington has been determined by the province and the County of Wellington. Unfortunately, we do not have much choice regarding the degree and speed of growth. Our challenge as a council is how we manage that growth. There will be an additional stress placed on our existing infrastructure, including roads, bridges, parks, open spaces, trail networks, groundwater resource, water treatment facilities, and hydro network. Once a new development comes online, the township is responsible for stormwater maintenance, snow blowing for roads and walkways, grass cutting, park maintenance and road repairs. This additional growth puts stress on township staff and resources. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? This is a problem that the entire province is currently dealing with. The potential solution will be the result of collective input from the province, county, local township and developers. I will advocate for development opportunities that could help provide attainable housing solutions, including the introduction of micro-homes, garden suites, infilling grandfather suites, intensification of triplexes and apartment development. These potential solutions can be integrated into the community and be architecturally complementary to the fabric of Center Wellington. The County of Wellington is presently providing financial programs that provide incentives to developers to produce more attainable housing units. Do you support building a new $27 million operation center? The present council has moved ahead with plans for this facility. The council has purchased the property and are presently planning and going through all the studies, including architectural and engineering input, to move this program forward. Once all the planning reports, studies, drawings, updated budgets, etc. have been finalized, the new council will have to determine the next steps. I am in support of this facility as long as budgets can be maintained. How do we make Center Wellington an even better place to live? 1. It starts with a collegial council that will listen to each other, debate respectfully and honor decisions that have been made. Council needs to be approachable and responsive to the public. 2. What I hope for Center Wellington is that it is a place where people can find attainable housing options. I want Center Wellington to be a place where everyone can find affordable and safe accommodation. Center Wellington should protect its natural heritage features, architectural heritage, preserve farmland and its water resources. I want a Center Wellington that is well connected and healthy through trail networks, open spaces and park networks. We need a Center Wellington that supports our children with quality sports and artistic facilities. Center Wellington should focus on maintaining its basic infrastructure, including roads, bridges, parking, parks, trails, building structures, hydro facilities, wells, urban forest, stormwater management facilities, and reasonable taxation. I want a Center Wellington that protects the environment and is ready to meet some of the climate challenges and adaptation that we will be facing over the next couple decades. Any link to an election website or social media account, email info@seanwaters.com, Sean Waters for Mayor Facebook, Sean Waters Instagram.